with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, April 12th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Yesterday, the Hinton Golf Teams braved the wind to win their home duels with Remsen St. Mary's. The Blackhawk girls kept their unblemished record intact at 4-0 with a 192-232 win over the Hawks. The Blackhawks were pretty young and raw last year, but now have a year of experience and competition that they can rely on this season. Head coach Joel Small says now that the girls have that experience, they are a much better team.
I would say just the experience that we have coming back. Experienced golfers leads to good scores. And as the weather improves, I think our scores are going to keep improving too. We've went back-to-back season lows, and girls are just playing with confidence and having fun. And good start to the season.
Last year, it was Ashlyn Kramer taking the team by storm, medaling at the top of every meet the Blackhawks competed in. This year, she's still the best golfer on the team by average, but the margin's much closer between her and the next few golfers on the roster, and Coach Small says that competition within the team helps better their competition with other opponents.
I just think, you know, we are a competitive group of girls. Ashlyn is very competitive, but having two, three, or four girls get those other scores to come up is just going to help our team. And I just think they compete against one each other nightly, and it's a good thing.
With four meets and now four meet wins under their belt, the Blackhawks are cruising to start the season. Coach Small says they'll be up to another level if they can continue to shave strokes off their score around the cup.
We need to get better at our short game. We've kind of, you know, kids getting out in their driver, they love hitting the driver, but taking the time to chip and putt. And we haven't had a whole lot of time to just sit and work on our chipping and chipping and putting. But, you know, three, four, I've seen some four putts tonight, and you drop a couple of them strokes off for each a couple of holes, and you really drop some scores down. So chipping and putting is what we got to improve on.
And the Blackhawks will be competing right away again. No rest for the weary. In Mapleton, for a non-conference triangular, they'll be taking on MVAOCOU and Kingsley Pearson. River Valley, taking a look at the individual leaderboard from that matchup between the Hawks and Hinton. It was Addison Kovarna taking home second with a 47. Ashlyn Kramer medaled for Hinton once again. She shot a 41, team low by six strokes. It's also a personal low for Kramer. Andy Jo Walker for Hinton took home the third place finish with a 51. Octavia Gallis of Remsen St. Mary's, top finish for the Hawks and fourth with a 52. And Brooklyn Geddes round out the top five for Hinton with a 53. Other Wargo Conference girls golf scores from yesterday. Akron Westfield defeated Harris Lake Park 201-232. Delaney Shootneck, the medalist for the Westerners, with a 44. Allie Sawyer and Josie Smith, second and third respectively, with identical 49 scores. Galen Catholic girls got their first win of the year, defeating South O'Brien 214-263. Isaiah Sitzman was the medalist for the Jays, shooting a 47. McKenna Sitzman was third for the Jays with a 54. Zoe Vasura was fourth with a 54. And Lindsay Ryder took home a fifth place finish, shooting a 59. Also in girls golf yesterday, the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson and River Valley competing with some teams in Mauville. Really good showing for them, and especially Jordan Sitzman, individual medalist in that five-team matchup. She shot a 47 as the individual best yesterday. We go to boys golf now in the Wargo Conference, where the Hinton boys golf team picked up that elusive first win of the year with a 178-181 win over Remsen St. Mary's. Head coach Kale Kramer says that a win like this will only be a positive in building the confidence of a bit more of an inexperienced group.
Well, first one of the year is always a fun one, and it's good to get with an inexperienced group for the most part on the back end of our roster. Very little varsity experience, so it was really good to get that some confidence built there, and Tuesday's meet went a long way into that, so it's a great feeling, and the guys are feeling great, so that's awesome. They're very confident.
Caden Barrett once again stole the show. He's kind of accustomed to doing that, and he shot nearly under par in nine holes with a 37 total. He was five strokes better than anybody else on the leaderboard. That total was obviously nice to have, but Coach Kramer knows that it takes a team to win meets. He says guys like Ian Hertenstein, Max Costello, and Seth Wheeler, who filled in the next three spots on the leaderboard for the Blackhawks, were the big difference in the win.
that was the difference in the win. Those guys, Ian coming in with a 45, I mean, that's his low round of the year by a couple strokes and couldn't have come at a better time. And same with Max and Seth, both shot 48s. That's Seth's lowest round of the year, and that matches Max's low for the year. So, you know, if you would have told me going into this meet with the wins the way they were and that guys were going to come in with their low scores, I probably wouldn't have believed you. But they've battled through it, and you know, three or four meets like that, they've kind of found a way to just keep fighting.
And the Blackhawks will now look to build off of this win in a very competitive conference schedule. Coach Kramer says keeping things under control on the course will take care of a lot of issues for the Blackhawks.
One thing I preach is using fairway finders. So finding the fairways off the tee box seems to limit a lot of our penalties. But really, it probably is the short game, because we hadn't spent a lot of time in the greens in the last, well, since the beginning of season, because we weren't able to use our greens on our course. They weren't ready. So yeah, they're kind of getting in a groove there now with chipping and putting and getting able to cut some strokes. So that's kind of been the biggest area.
And Hinton is back in action as well right away tonight with a Warrior Conference duel at home against West Sioux. Once again, it was Caden Barrett meddling for the Blackhawks with an impressive 37. He's been on a roll lately. Ty Tritz and Colin Homan for Remsen St. Mary's brought home second and third on the leaderboard with a 42 and 43 respectively. Again, as we mentioned, a big day for Ian Hertenstein. He finished fourth for the Blackhawks with a 45, and Hunter Pick of Remsen St. Mary's round out the top five with a 47. Other boys' golf scores in the Wargo Conference: Akron Westfield, a 162-187 winner over Harris Lake Park. Carter Wilkin medaled for the Westerners. He shot a 38. Jackson Marnock, not too far behind him, in second with a 40. Jackson Newbrand shot a 42 in fourth, and Luke Minen finished in fifth individually with a 42. The Galen Catholic boys got a 164-181 win over South O'Brien. Dawson Barthel medaled for the Jays with a 39. Gabe Wilchin lost the playoff hole to him, but he finished in second with a 39 as well. And Carson Ahrens of Galen finished in third, top three to the Jays. Ahrens finished with a 41. And finally, in boys golf of the Warrior Conference, Trinity Christian beat West Sioux. That score, 191-196. In Western Valley Conference boys golf, the KPRV boys golf team competing down in Ottawa, the team took home a second place finish. But Vincent Kohling took home medalist honors, individual leader with a 39 on nine holes down in Ottawa. So both KPRV golf teams had medalist honors in their meets at Mobile and Ottawa yesterday around the area. Taking a look at some more sports scores and results on our website. Again, this information's at KLAM1410.com. Boys tennis in the Missouri River Activities Conference, a non-conference matchup for Lamar's as they defeated an old conference rival, Esterville Lincoln Central. Bulldogs down the Midgets 8-1. Only loss came in the fifth singles court, but Evan Pratt swept his opponent 8-0 in the first court. Ian Penne, 8-2 winner in the second court. Devin Duvall, 8-4 in the third. Ryder Mullally, 8-0 in the fourth. And Joe Rasmussen won the sixth court, 8-0 as well. Rasmussen's been having one heck of a week down there, down the line. Evan Pratt and Devin Duvall, winners by an 8-2 score in first doubles. Ryder Mullally, Joe Rasmussen, 8-2 winners in the second doubles. Ian Penne and Ian DeRuyter, the Ian Show in the third court, they won it 8-2 in doubles tennis. Other boys tennis scores in the MRAC: Bishop Heelan swept away Denison Schleswig 9-0. There was no Lamar's girls tennis at Esterville Lincoln Central. That matchup was canceled. To track and field yesterday, the Sioux Center Invite featuring Akron Westfield and a few Lamar's girls runners, mainly freshmen and sophomores, kind of more of a JV roster sent by Lamar. So the Bulldogs' score will look a little bit lower than you would expect. They finished tied for seventh with 10 points in the Sioux Center Invite. Akron Westfield's girls took home sixth with 20 points. MOC Floyd Valley won the girls' meet with 170 points. Sioux Center, 59 points behind them in second place. On the boys' side of the meet, it was Sibley O'Cheedon winning the meet with 120 points. Unity Christian was second. MOC Floyd Valley third. Akron Westfield brought up the rear in eighth with 34 points, but 20 of those points coming from Ian Blau, as he is good for pretty much every meet. He threw 174 feet, 5 inches in the boys' discus throw, and it wouldn't be an Ian Blau you know, marking without setting some kind of record. He set a new personal best and a school record in the boys' shot put, a put of 57 feet, 7.5 inches. He is just destroying those marks for any future thrower that comes to Akron Westfield in the future. Also in track yesterday, the Homer Nebraska Invitational. That's where Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central River Valley track teams were competing. On the girls' side, Dakota Valley won the meet with 143.5 points. KPWCRVU not too far behind them in second with 120 points. Individual highlights, Julia Miletic had one heck of a meet. Second in the 100-meter dash, second in the 200-meter dash. Miletic also part of the champion girls 4x100-meter relay team and champion girls sprint medley team. Lexi Gilbert, Emma King, Katie Lloyd joined her on the 4x1. Lexi Gilbert, Natalie Schlanger, and Peyton Trapp also on the sprint medley team. Natalie Schlanger and Brooklyn Bielner go 1 and 2 in the girls 400-meter dash. Lexi Gilbert takes second in the long jump. And Addison Cameron, Kirsten Cameron, Annika Zora, and Rachel Putzi win the girls 4x1,000-meter relay. This was a Nebraska meet, so some of the events were a little bit different. On the boys' side of the Homer Nebraska Invitational, it was another championship, this time going to the KPWCRV boys. 115 points as a team wins the meet. The host school Homer took home second. Dakota Valley was in third. Eric McGill, champion in the boys' 100-meter dash at 12.15 seconds. Bo Goodwin won the 110-meter hurdles, 15.68 seconds. The future Cyclone football commit was not done with his good day. He wasn't content to just win one event, so he went out, won the high jump with a 5'8" jump. He also won the long jump with a 20.5 feet jump and was part of the champion boys 4x100-meter relay in 45.69 seconds. Boys discus throw, Wyatt Husingay and Logan Jensen took home first and second place finishes, respectively, and the sprint medley team for the Panthers took home the top spot as well. And finally, on our sports scores and results page in soccer, girls soccer action in the MRAC, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, a 4-0 winner over Missouri Valley. Sioux City East, 3-1 winner over Sergeant Bluff Luton. Boys soccer saw Lewis Central beat Sioux City North in OT, 2-1. East over Storm Lake, 3-2. Bishop Heelan over Western Christian, big boys matchup there. Crusaders a winner, 6-2. And Thomas Jefferson beat Missouri Valley, 11-1. All those scores and more can be found on our website, KLEM1410.com, under the Sports tab at the top of the homepage. In the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. We go now to the sports schedule for today in golf. The Lamar's girls golf team finally has their season opener. It got pushed back a couple of times, but now they will be taking on Western Christian in a duel out in Brunsville. Best of luck to the Bulldog girls as they start their season. In War Eagle Conference and Western Valley Conference golf, Hinton and Kingsley Pearson River Valley girls, they are at MVAOCOU today for a triangular. The West Sioux and Hinton boys will be competing at Deer Run Golf Course in Hinton. In boys tennis in the MRAC, the busy week for the Bulldog boys tennis team continues. They go to Storm Lake to take on the Tornadoes. Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Spirit Lake Okoboji. And we've got double duels in girls and boys tennis. Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, Abe Lincoln, Sioux City West, and North will all be competing against each other in double duel action. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com, or follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.